press 5. To delete this message, press 7. Thank you. Your message has been sent. To disconnect, press 1. To enter another mailbox number, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect,
yes.
Press 1. To enter another mailbox number, press 2.
Hello, everybody, and
are
welcome
you still
to
there?
Central Fed.
To disconnect, press 1.
Radio.
To enter another mailbox number, press 2.
Been having a bit of trouble because when I tried to call in to...
Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To enter another mailbox number, press 2.
It isn't letting me get in here. When I tried to call in to the...
Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To enter another mailbox number, press 2.
Okay.
Please try again later. For help with this service, please call your customer service center. Thank you. Goodbye.
Visitor center. I got caught in their voicemail system, and...
Please try again later. For help with this service, please call your customer service center. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, I hope maybe it's finally gone now.
Sorry, please try again later. For help with
maybe
this service,
not.
Please call your customer service center. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess what we're going to do is to go ahead through the initial stuff that I meant to do, and then we'll give them one more try. Welcome to Trundlebed Tales Radio. This is meant to be a little bit of a different episode because we were going to be talking to some people from the Mankato, Minnesota Convention and Visitors Center because we thought people going to the conference would really enjoy getting a little bit of that flavor. Since I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, let me just tell you briefly that if you would want to call in, the number is 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253 or 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. Next episode is going to be tomorrow, where we're going to do a roundup for July. And then we're going to have a series of on-the-road reports from July 11th through the following Monday as I report on what's going on in the Laurapalooza Conference. Now, I'm going to take one more stab and see if we can possibly get a hold of them in Mankato. And if we can't, we'll just delete this episode and go on. And I did want to also mention...
Hello?
Hello, is this an actual real person?
Yes.
Okay.
Sarah? Yes. Sarah, it's Christine Nessler.
Oh, I'm so glad.
We're having technical difficulties. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got through. This was about to become a really short episode.
Oh, well, I apologize. I could hear you, and I wasn't able to connect. So thank you for not giving up on us. We'd love to talk to you about what's going on in town during Laurapalooza.
Okay, well, I already did the sort of opening stuff I'm going to do. So why don't you start out by introducing yourself?
Sure. I'm Christine. I am the Director of Marketing and Leisure Sales for Greater Mankato Convention and Visitors Bureau. And I am up for any questions you might have about what we have going on during that conference.
Okay. And is Larissa there with you, or are we just getting you today?
Just me today.
Okay.
I'll try to make up for the two of us.
Okay, well, you probably can. Let's go on. First off, why don't you tell people who may not be familiar with the area, just kind of give them a general idea about where Mankato is.
Sure. Mankato is in South kind of south central Minnesota. It's only about 70 miles south of the Twin Cities, and most people know where that is. So it's really nice. We're close to the metro and easy to get to for people. Just a quick jump down on Interstate 35 or Highway 169. And we're really in a beautiful location in southern Minnesota. We're in a river valley on the Blue Earth River. And it's a beautiful spot.
And you are a college town?
Yeah, we are a college town. We have Minnesota State University, Mankato, and that's our big public college. And then we also have Bethany Lutheran College. We have South Central Technical College and just Rasmussen Business College. And then just down the road in St. Peter is Gustavus Adolphus College.
Okay.
So, but we definitely have a lot more to offer besides just being a college town.
It is an interesting layout. It seems like I was first there in 2010, and it seemed like you kind of were divided into sections. There was the sort of old town down by the river, and then there were college, and then another section kind of by the interstate. So it is an interesting town to look at. There's a lot of variety within the area, it seemed.
Oh, definitely. And we are constantly trying to improve that city center and old town area and just make it more charming all the time. And then, like you say, we do have the area up on the hill that has some of the newer development, the River Hills Mall and some of those other, some big restaurants that I know a lot of people from out of town like to come to, since we're sort of the regional hub in the area.
So for Laura Ingalls Wilder fans, probably the way most people have heard of you is through the NBC TV series, where Mankato is sort of the town they came to visit whenever they had to do something important. And Dean Butler worked there in the feed and seed and all that. So do you get people still asking questions about Mankato, or has it been too long from the TV show?
You know, in the CVB office, we haven't had a lot of those questions recently, but we definitely are still seen as the big city because, like I said, we are the regional hub for a lot of southern Minnesota, northern Iowa. We have a lot of visitors that come from the South Dakota side, too.
Yeah, it isn't that far.
Lots of little farming communities around here.
Okay, and the other thing that people who love good children's lit probably know you for is Maud Hart Lovelace. So why don't you share a little bit about that and what people can see there?
Yeah, we are excited to be a piece of both of those amazing pieces of literature. I grew up reading all of the Laura Ingalls books, and I just love them. And since I've been in Mankato for the past, 12, 13 years, I've learned so much more about Betsy Tacy. We really have a great niche when it comes to that. We have the Betsy Tacy houses. So it was Maud Hart Lovelace's house and Frances Keeney Bick, I'm hoping I'm getting that right off the top of my head, her best friend, her house. They were recently remodeled, and now people can tour them when they're in Mankato. So very exciting. And we're in the process of also working on an audio tour. We're working with a couple different partners in the Blue Earth County Historical Society to get that up off the ground. So hopefully by 2013, we'll have something like that available for the Betsy Tacy fans as well.
Oh, I think that would be a great idea.
We're really excited about it. There's a number of different community organizations that are interested in doing the audio tours, and the Betsy Tacy Society, or I shouldn't, the Betsy Tacy Group is one of them that would be just a perfect fit to move right into that. So, but they also have on their website right now, they have a flyer that you can get, so you can just walk on your own and look at all of the different landmarks for Betsy Tacy. So, And the Broward County Historical Society also offers a lot for Betsy Tacy fans.
Yes, and I'd say that's one thing. Now, I didn't get a chance to do the whole walk last time because I was mostly there for the Laura Palooza conference, but it really did impress me on how well they sort of had a listing with everything there was to do and see right up front, because that's often something that people find very frustrating about the Laura Ingalls Wilder towns, that you have to do a lot of research before you go to really find out what's there, because there isn't just one big thing to hand you a chunk and then you know exactly what to look for and what to see. So I think you guys are doing a really good job on that score and having everything, you know, in one thing to look at, and so people can decide if they want to go to the houses or the cemetery. We always go to the cemetery,
yeah.
Or the library and see the things they have there. So I just really think you do a real nice job with that.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, we're so lucky, too. A friend of mine, Julie Schrader, with Minnesota Heritage Publishing, she's very passionate about Betsy Tacy, and she has written a couple different guidebooks to all the places in Mankato that are listed in the Betsy Tacy books. And if somebody is interested and they haven't seen those before, they should really check them out, because there is just a wealth of information in those books. Like I said, she's passionate about Betsy Tacy, and she's passionate about history, and they just really make for some good references for people.
And where would they get a copy of that if somebody listening wanted one?
Sure. Well, they have. She has a website, Minnesota Heritage Publishing. And so they could check it out on her website.
Okay, great. Now, you had some other walks besides the Betsy Tacy ones listed in the last email you sent me. Do you want to talk about those a little bit?
Oh, sure. We have something that I'm very excited about. For anybody who is interested in art, this is really unique. We have the City Art Walking Sculpture Tour. And that's something that not many communities have. There's only a few others in the nation that are like it. There's one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's a community in Wisconsin that has one. And then there's also one in Canada. But what we do is we get, I think it's about 30 sculptures every year, new sculptures, and people are invited to, you know, walk around the Mankato City Center and into North Mankato to look at these sculptures, and then they have an opportunity to vote on their favorite sculpture. And the winning sculpture is then purchased by the City Center Walking Sculpture Tour Committee, and then we get to keep that sculpture. And then other businesses also have the opportunity to purchase any sculptures that they're especially fond of, so we can keep those as well. But otherwise, we get a new batch of sculptures every year. So that's really a lot of fun.
It sounds like it.
And it's a chance, yeah, and it's a chance to familiarize yourself with our city center, too. So that's a good one. Another one that we have for our history buffs is our City Center Historical Walking Tour. And we have a brochure on our website, or people can come into the CVB office. We're located in the Civic Center on the second floor, and that's downtown. But we have it online as well, too, and that's another way to get just a brief historical view of Mankato and some of the things about our history. So that's a good one as well. A new one that is just being developed is also our Veterans Memorial Tour. And that actually, we should be getting our brochures probably tomorrow. It's hot off the presses, and they are going to be releasing those brochures at a special ceremony, I believe, on the 4th of July at the newest Veterans Memorial here in town. So that is an exciting new tour we have as well. So those are just a few of the tours that we're excited about to tell people. And
you also had something down called the Hubbard House, which I don't know anything about, so enlighten me.
Yeah, the Hubbard House is one of our historical buildings here in town, and it's a beautiful old home in downtown Mankato, and that's owned by the Blue Earth County Historical Society. And they are open for the public. Let's see, I jotted that down to make sure I had the right information. 10 to 4 on Fridays and Saturdays. And then for those who have little ones, they also have a special story times in the summers as well, I believe on Friday mornings. So that's kind of a fun thing too. But that's really a nice opportunity to just take a step back in time and see how people lived, you know, 100 more years ago. So,
well, from the schedule you sent, it sounds like there's a lot of other activities that are going to be going on around town during Lorapalooza. So why don't we just kind of walk through those? Let's start with Thursday.
Sure. Yeah, and I just picked out some of the highlights that I thought the group might be interested in. But for a full listing, you can go to visitgreatermankatoevents.com. And that'll tell you most everything that's going on in Greater Mankato. Visit GreaterMankato.com also has more of our annual events listed on that website. But for Thursday, when you're just rolling into town, we have something that's unique just for the month or for the summer months. It's Songs on the Lawn. And so we have some of our food vendors that come right into the city center next to the government building, the city offices, where we have different food vendors and we have live music, and it's just really a lot of fun. You know, it's a nice excuse to get out on your lunch break from about 11 to 1, and there's usually people dancing with the bands and just having a good time, and breaks up the day. So we like to enjoy the sunny, warm days here in Minnesota when we can. And then we have actually one that, this is in New Ulm, so it's just down the road from us, but I was excited about it. It's called the Fantastic Sunday Punch Barbershop Quartet, and that is a group, a quartet, that is actually going to be sharing music from the Betsy Tacy, Maude Hart Lovelace era, and that's at the New Ulm Public Library from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning on Thursday. So maybe when you're on your way into town, that might be something to stop and to participate in. We are blessed here in Greater Mankato to have three different great wineries and one in the works. And that's just a nice excuse to sit down and enjoy the beautiful scenery of the wineries and relax. And so they have plenty of music options. One thing that's pretty fun at our newest winery, Chancasca Creek Ranch and Winery, is croquet and Chardonnay, and that is Thursday night from 5 to 8. So, you know, kind of a fun activity, and they have a beautiful, beautiful grounds, just gorgeous, even to go out there and take a stroll down by the Chancasca Creek. Very beautiful. And then for you shoppers, we have our Crazy Day sidewalk sales at River Hills Mall the whole weekend, Thursday through Sunday. So if you're looking for a good deal, we have that there. And that's up on the hilltop over by Highway 14 and County Road 22. The Sound of Music is Thursday night at our Minnesota State University campus at the Ted Paul Theater. And I don't know about you guys, but I love a good musical. And those are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, but people are going to want to call ahead to make sure they can get a ticket if they want to do that. So that's Thursday. Are there questions about Thursday?
Well, I think that kind of rounded up. That Sound of Music is one of my favorite musicals, so I'm glad to hear they're putting that one on. But let's just go ahead and move into Friday then.
Sure. This is another, you know, I picked out a lot of live music options for the weekend. And like I said, there's other options out there too. But one that's pretty fun out at Indian Island Winery, again, just a short little jaunt from town. The nice thing about our wineries is that they're all within 20 miles. They're in rural settings, but pretty close to town. So there's music by Duke Zecco, and they're featuring music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And that's 5:30 to 8:30 on Friday at Indian Island Winery. And then at Chancasca Creek Ranch and Winery, they will have music by Fish Fry from 7 to 10 on Friday. So you could almost start at one winery and head out to the next. there's a free outdoor movie night, which is really fun, at 10 Civic Center Plaza downtown. And on Friday night, the movie that's featured is Ghostbusters. And that's from 9 to 11. So, you know, bring yourself some popcorn and something to drink, and you just sit down right on the lawn and enjoy a movie. It's as close as you can get to a drive-in theater these days.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And I love that it's Ghostbusters, because I always liked that movie, but I liked it even better after I found out that Bill Murray's family actually does some of that stuff and investigates paranormal stuff, and that's where they got the idea. But it is a fun movie.
Really? I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. He wrote a book about it just recently, you know, like 2 years ago or so. Excellent book. So.
Okay. That is very interesting. Yeah, I, you know, when I was looking up some of these events for you guys, I was thinking about personally the ones that I would want to go to, and I thought that the Ghostbusters sounded like a lot of fun, too.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So then there's another, our other winery also has live music, jazz and classical music. That's at Morgan Creek Vineyard Friday night from 6:30 to 9. So lots of options there.
And
then Saturday. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and then let's move on into Saturday.
Yep. Saturday, for those of you that are interested, this year marks the 150 years since the U.S. Dakota War. And the Blue Earth County Historical Society is having a program once a month. And so you guys just happen to be lucky enough to fall on a Saturday when they'll be doing part of their Discover the Dakota Culture and Heritage series. And so what they're doing is actually having the National Eagle Center Traveling Program from 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, and that's also at the Hubbard House, but that's presented by the Historical Society. So
well, I think
people have...
I think it's great that you're doing that. It's a tough thing when you get an event like that to try and figure out how to, you're not really celebrating it, but you want to commemorate it in some fashion. And I'm glad to hear that. That was a topic that we touched on at Laura Palooza last time, that Mankato was actually the heart of the conflict that they talk about in Little House in the Prairie as Minnesota Massacre, though of course times have changed and everybody's viewpoints changed a little bit too, so it's the U.S. Sioux Dakota conflict now, but
yeah.
I'm glad that's going to be going on. So.
There's actually several different events throughout the neighboring communities as well that are going on during this year 2012, and so if people have interest in that, we do have more information on our Visit Greater Mankato website, and we also have a very handy brochure that's online, or you can just give us a call and get one, but that actually takes you, like a self-guided tour, that you can learn more about that as well. So definitely check out the website, because there's quite a bit going on this year for that. So, yep. So that's just one of the things on Saturday. And then I listed just a few other live music options. So hopefully everybody are music and history buffs, because those seem to be the things that piqued my interest. But live country music by Tess Erickson on Saturday night at Indian Island Winery. Live music by the Eric Zimmerman Jazz Trio at Chancasca Creek Ranch and Winery. And then the Neon and Noble Gases, which is classic rock and funk, and that's at Pub 500, which is downtown from 9 to midnight on Saturday night. So maybe at the end of your conference, you'll want to relax and kick back and listen to some good music.
Okay, and you have an ice cream social on Sunday listed, too, as one of the things coming up that might be a nice way to cap off the weekend.
Oh, definitely. And it's just beautiful on the Good Counsel campus. And so I definitely recommend checking out that Ice Cream Social and Open House. That's from 1 to 4 on Sunday. Again, it'll be live music, but that'll be Warren Streets and the School Sisters of Notre Dame. They'll be featuring some of their favorite songs from the past. And it's an opportunity to tour the grounds of Good Counsel campus. Visit with the sisters. They have a very unique shop with homemade or handmade crafts. And then you're able to go into the chapel as well and listen to organ demonstrations. And then also there'll be some kids' activities there too. But it's just gorgeous. And if anybody is interested, we do have some photos up on our Facebook page from when staff went out there to tour, and we are, it's Visit Greater Mankato on Facebook. So if anybody's interested in that, they can look at some pictures and get a feel for what the Good Counsel campus looks like.
Okay, great. Let's just, we're just about at the end of the half hour, but let's just as a last thing and somebody coming in, is there any unique restaurants that are can't miss around Mankato, not just the normal chains, but something really cool and different that you might recommend somebody wants to try?
Oh, well, my favorite is Dino's. It's a pizzeria, but it also has, it's New York style pizza, but they also have pasta, the most amazing salads, and sandwiches as well. And that is right across the bridge on Belgrade in North Mankato. And it's really just a great environment and just a fun place to be with good food. So that's one of my favorites. We also have a Pub 500 right downtown that has, it has a lot of great food, but I have to recommend the Sloppy Joe. It sounds very basic, but it's just one of the things that I think is the best on the menu. So there's a couple options for you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And before we take off, do you want to give your website one more time?
Yes, it is visitgreatermankato.com. And I just want to say, you know, welcome to Mankato, and we're so excited to have everybody from the conference. So stop on up and visit us in the CBB office if you need anything while you're here.
Well, thank you very much, Christine. I appreciate you coming on, and I think you made up for Larissa not being here, and I'm glad we got the technicalities dealt with, and I appreciate you coming on because I think there'll be a lot of people coming to Mankato for the first time, and it's always good to get a little bit of insider's view on what exactly is going on.
Oh, definitely. And if people want to email me, too, at cnessler@greatermankato.com, Nessler's N-E-S-S-L-E-R, I'd be happy to answer any questions that visitors might have.
Great. Well, thank you again. And I'm going to go ahead then and wrap us up for the day. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Travel Times. And catch me up tomorrow where we're going to do the roundup for July and Laura Ingalls Wilder fandom. So we will be seeing you then. And don't forget to watch for later in the month when we're going to be hearing live reports from Mankato and the Laura conference there. So we will be seeing you very soon from Mankato again. And have a good day.